Pippin! Pippin! What has happened?
I don't know. He was sitting alone looking at the thing worm tongue threw down.
The thing worm tongue threw down? Let me see. A palantir. Oh, how could I have made such a blunder? There can be few treasures in Orthanc more precious than this which worm tongue threw at us. But what harm has the lad done to himself? And to all of us. Pippin, do you hear me?
Tell Saruman that this dainty is not for him. I will send for it at once. Do you understand? Tell him that.
Peregrine too. Come back.
Oh, Gandalf. Gandalf, forgive me.
What have you done?
Forgive me. But I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. I looked into the ball and I saw things that frightened me.
What did you see?
I don't want to think about it.
You must tell me.
I saw a dark sky and tall battlements and tiny stars. It seemed very far away and long ago, yet hard and clear. Then the stars went in and out. They were cut off by things with wings, like bats, but very big. I thought there were 9 of them. One began to fly straight towards me. It had a horrible... No, I can't say.
Tell her.
Then he came. He did not speak so that I could hear words. He just looked. And I understood.
So, you have come back. Why have you neglected to report for so long? That is not Saruman. Who are you?
And what was your answer?
I didn't want to tell him anything. But it was as if he was pressing me very hard. And I couldn't stand it any longer, and I said I was a hobbit. And he laughed at me. It was like being stabbed with knives. And then he said...
We shall meet again soon. Tell Saruman this dainty is not for him. I will send for it at once, do you understand?
And that was all?
That was all.
Then rest for a while, if you can. For soon, you must come with me on a long journey.
How is Pippin?
I think all will be well. He wasn't held long, and hobbits have an amazing power of recovery, but we have had a narrow escape.
At last we know the link between Isengard and Mordor and how it worked. Much is explained.
Maybe I have been saved by this hobbit from some grave blunder. If I had probed the stone, I should have been revealed to him myself.
Has not the time come for that?
Not yet, no. There remains a short while of doubt which we must use. The enemy, it's clear, thinks that the stone is still in Orthanc, and the hobbit, and he does not know which hobbit, is held captive there. That dark mind will be filled now with the voice and face of the hobbit and with the conviction that he is the ring-bearer. It may take some time before he learns his error, and we must snatch that time. Will you, Aragorn, take the Orthanc stone and guard it? It is a dangerous charge.
Dangerous indeed, but not to all. Now my hour draws near, I will take it. For this assuredly is the palantir from the treasury of Elendil, set here by the kings of Gondor.
Receive it, Lord, in earnest of other things that shall be given back. Nazgul!
Ah! The messenger of Mordor!
He's looking for me!
No, Pippin, no. He wasn't looking for you. It's 200 miles from Sauron's Tower of Barad-dûr to Orthanc, and even a Nazgul would take a few hours to fly between them. But Isengard is no place to linger in. I will ride ahead, To Minas Tirith at once with Peregrine Took.
Open ways are safe no longer. Tomorrow I shall make for the cover of the hills.
The storm is rising. I shall away with Pippin on Shadowfax. Farewell. Follow fast. Tall ships and tall kings, three times three. What brought they from the foundered land over the flowing sea? Seven stars and seven stones and one white tree.
What are you saying, Gandalf?
I was just running through some of the rhymes of lore in my mind.
I've never heard that one. What are the seven stones?
The palantiri of the kings of old. The name meant that which looks far away. The Orthanc stone was one.
And it wasn't made by the enemy?
No, nor by Saruman. The palantiri came from beyond Westerness, from Eldamar. The Noldor made them.
What did the men of old use them for?
To see far off and to converse in thought with one another. In that way, they long guarded and united the realm of Gondor. The palantiri were forgotten, save for the rhyme I spoke. The palantir of Orthanc must have withstood the storm of time. Alone, it could do nothing but see small images of things far off and days remote. But this was not enough for Saruman. Further and further abroad he gazed until he cast his gaze upon Barad-dûr. Then he was caught.
What's Barad-dûr?
The stronghold of Sauron in Mordor.
Mordor. I wonder if Frodo's reached there yet. I wish I had a palantir to see if he's all right.